Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
On fire, Lord. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome to Daily Fire, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, live on Blog Talk Radio, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams. Here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic on today's Daily Fire is, do you love yourself enough? Do you love yourself enough or sufficiently? And our scripture comes from Psalm 139, verse 14. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you can't call in at 7 a.m., you can still make sure you don't miss the fire. Go to my website anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can hear the recording. My ministry website is feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com. But your best bet is to follow Daily Fire by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. By doing so, the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and it's available for you to listen to at any time throughout the day, your lunch break, your drive to or from work, as well as you can go back and, listen to the recordings to encourage yourself. So again, text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Well, if you couldn't write that down, all of that information is available on my ministry website, feeldefire.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to Psalm 139, verse 14. Reading from the KJV. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Glory, isn't that awesome? Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Let me read that again, and let me say that I'm en route to an appointment. So if you hear any background noise, it's because I'm driving, but I'm on Bluetooth, I'm hands-free, and so you don't have to worry about any of that. So listen to that again, okay? I will praise thee, and I know the scripture, so I'm not, reading and driving. I will praise thee. For what reason? Because the psalmist said, I am fearfully, and this is a conjunction, and wonderfully made. So not just fearfully did God make me, or impressively, formidable, but wondrously and wonderfully, delightfully, pleasantly, glorious, glory to God, made. Marvelous, Lord, are thy works, and I'm one of them, and you're one of them. And that my soul knoweth right well. Oprah Winfrey would say, there's at least one thing I know for sure. And that's what the psalmist is saying. This thing that I just said here, my soul knoweth it right well, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So knowing that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, surely you would want to ensure that you value yourself accordingly, wouldn't you? I mean, if you are a diamond with the highest clarity, the highest weight in carats, you know, a precious cut stone, you would want to be valued as such, wouldn't you? Or would you want to be, you know, like the Hope diamond, one of the, or the largest, or one of the largest diamonds in the world, only to be purchased at the cost of a cubic zirconia, or only to be valued, you know, at the cost of a penny? Surely you would think something is strange about that. How can you devalue me? How can you see my worth but treat me as someone with no value? Well, I'll give you the answer. They can treat you that way because that's how you treat yourself. They can devalue you that way because that's how you devalue yourself. One lesson that I've learned in life is that you teach people how to treat you. Let me say that again, because I'm talking about, do you love yourself enough? I said you teach people how to treat you. They don't go by what you say. Instead, they go by how you treat yourself and how you allow them to treat you. So if you're someone who tells people, you know, you're a man or woman and you tell people, I don't let people walk all over me, for example, I'm not going to be mistreated any kind of way. I am a man or woman of God. Yet what you do is you allow people to call you out of your name, you know, the N-word if you're an African-American, or you know, women allow people to call themselves the B-I-T-C-H word. And for some reason, women have taken to calling themselves that. You know, whatever your ethnicity or country may be, because I have listeners in multiple countries, you allow people to call you disparaging terms. And they don't just call you that, but you answer to that, Jesus. Or you are someone, you know, whom nothing is required to enter into a relationship with you. You talk a good game, but you enter into a relationship with anyone. And I'm not just talking about, you know, intimate kind of relationship. I'm not just talking about that. I'm just saying even on your job, even with your friends, there are no boundaries. There are no standards. Anybody can come into your intimate circle. Anyone can know your intimate business. You tell your goals and your plans to everyone. There is no scarcity about you. There's no rarity about you. These are examples that you do not love yourself enough. These are examples that you truly don't understand the value of being fearfully and wonderfully made by God. Isn't this some great teaching? I will tell you, and we don't have but 15 minutes. And sometimes, I'm sorry, there may be noise in the background. And hopefully the Lord will let me finish this tomorrow. But I will tell you that I am a very healthy person. You know, I don't really have major health issues or anything like that. I don't have any prescribed medications. Just take over-the-counter multivitamin and iron each day. Now, stay with me here. I'm talking to you about that you love yourself enough. Well, back in December of last year, I started experiencing chest pain. Stay with me. I apologize. You may hear me going in and out. If I know I'm hitting a little dead area, I'm trying to pause so you don't miss anything. But I started experiencing chest pains, and I have no cardiac history. I don't even have high blood pressure, okay? And I was driving back from seeing an out-of-town client, and I started experiencing these chest pains. Well, at first, I just said, oh, maybe it's just a little stress or something. But to make a long story short, the chest pains recurred. Now, those of you who know me personally know I'm not only an evangelist and attorney, but I've been a registered nurse for over 20 years. And, of course, healthcare providers are the worst patients because we like to self-diagnose. So, anyway, I ended up going to see my physician the next day. No, I didn't go to the hospital that day. I'd already decided what it was or wasn't. Ended up going to see my physician. And the subsequent steps of that were that I ended up being, they did an EKG. EKG was fine. Chest x-ray, echocardiogram. Ended up having, being referred to a cardiologist for a stress test. Now, I'm saying to myself, this is crazy. You know, I've never even had a history. Well, praise God, the stress test turned out to be normal. But what the cardiologist said to me and what my doctor said to me is that you have too much stress. And they began to question me about my life. You know, I'm running here or there. I'm doing all of these things. And, I mean, I'm like an Energizer bunny. I am always helping someone somewhere. If, you know, I'm not at work, I'm at church, I'm not at church, I'm doing something with others, whether that's, you know, physically out there serving. I volunteer in so many different committees and organizations. Sometimes I'm up early in the morning, earlier than this, because someone needs to pray, you know, or whatever the situation may be. Then I have one child, my adult son, who went through a hard time. Just because he was being a little rebellious. Praise God, that's been resolved. But I'm just trying to show you how my life was working. You know, and then my own personal things and people in my life personally that I was having to deal with. And I just had to stop and think. Well, then last week I had another medical issue, and I don't usually see my doctor but once in a year for my full physical. And so I had to go to the doctor, and this really alarmed me, something new all over again. And guess what? They did their testing and everything. Turns out this, too, is caused by stress. Stay with me. I know we don't have but 15 minutes. I'm almost to the prayer. And my doctor asked me, are you doing the things that I told you to do last time? And I sadly had to confess, no. I said, I don't want to lie. I hated to even have to come in here today because I knew you were going to ask me, am I doing the things you told me to do to decrease stress? Am I going to get massages like you recommended? You know, am I letting go of some things in people? The answer is no. I've just actually taken on more work, and although my office is in Miami, I mean, I'm in four or five different counties within a two-week period sometimes, sometimes even 1 week, going to court to represent clients. So I had to answer no. Then yesterday, it finally hit me. I got to do something about this because I'm apparently not valuing myself enough or loving myself enough to put everything in its proper place. Because what good am I to me or even to God or even to my son or those whom I love if I give away so much of me, if I'm so commonplace that I forget I was fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you love yourself enough? So I've turned down two speaking engagements, one in another state for me to come speak at a youth conference, and then one I received yesterday to speak professionally for an organization in April. Not because so much I wanted to, as much as I understood the value of me. As you and I get ready to go into prayer, brothers and sisters, I question you as to whether or not you love yourself enough, adequately, to prioritize you. To understand that it's not selfish to say no, and that sometimes, even if it is selfish to say no, you have that right to be selfish, to prioritize yourself. And understand that you are part of God's marvelous works. And as the psalmist said, that thing I know for sure. It is acceptable to set boundaries. It is acceptable to understand who should be in your inner circle, who should be in the outer circle, who should be in the fringe of the circle, and who shouldn't even be in your circle at all. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. It is important for you to value yourself, not let people abuse you, take advantage of you, feel entitled to your life's work and all of your finances, not let them deceive you or manipulate you based on your Christianity, that you're required to give everything you have worked for to them when they're able-bodied and won't work. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you love yourself enough to take care of yourself so that you can do all that God has ordained for you to do and receive all of the blessings God has ordained for you to receive? Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, isn't this good word, good word, good word? Father, we praise you today. Our souls magnify you, Lord. We glorify you because some of us, Father, have devalued ourselves. We have dropped the value on us from the fearfully and wondrously made and the marvelous work whom we are, to the point where we are now broke, busted, disgusted. We are now jaded and depressed. We are now tired of being mistreated and taken advantage of. And sadly, we see the ramifications of that and a less desire to praise you, a less desire to worship you, less desire to witness, less joy, Father. Why you allowed this to be when it's just been that we have not valued ourselves enough. And in so doing, we have allowed people to walk all over us, to mistreat us, and then we no longer experience the joy of the Lord as our strength. Today, Father, I come praying that that stronghold be broken. I come praying, hallelujah, that, Father, this need to be a man pleaser, a woman pleaser, the need to let people walk all over us to where it is adversely affecting our health, our finances, our marriages, our home, our own witness, our own testimony, our ministries, where it is affecting our jobs, where it is affecting our mental health. I come, Father, binding that strong man. Glory in the name of Jesus. And I release the joy of the Lord. I release the remembrance that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I release your power and your strength, Father. I release the ability to set boundaries and the capability to say no. I release us from manipulation. I release us from deception and let us walk in the knowledge that we are, hallelujah, the righteousness of God in Christ. We're the head and not the tail. This is how you've made us, and it's one thing we know for sure. Now, Lord, bless everyone listening. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Work miracles for them today and mostly empower them, Father, to know their value. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I thank you, God, that I know my value. Say it again. I thank you, God, that I know my value. In the name of Jesus, amen. Give me one more minute. We're going to do the altar call, and then I'm going to end with your assignment for today. For those of you who are not saved, or who are backslidden, or who have lost your value and found yourselves or placed yourselves in situations you ought not to be in, where you're not valued enough. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I am valuable. Now, Father, I confess that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I confess that I am part of your marvelous works. Glory. And that thing I know for sure. Say amen. Listen, do not miss one episode of Daily Fire. This is your encouragement. This is your empowerment. This is your devotion and quality time with the Lord. Call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Or, again, I encourage you, follow the podcast. So if you can, text the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching, so you can share it with someone else and bless someone else's soul. All right, our topic for today is, do you love yourself enough? Your task for today is to set the appropriate boundaries that establish the appropriate value of someone who knows for sure that he or she is fearfully and wonderfully made. On Sunday, all of that information is on the website. I'd love to see you there, codfire.com. Don't be valued as a zirconia. You are better than the Hope Diamond. See you tomorrow.